I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Unprecedented flooding due to monsoon rains in India is affecting more than 13 million people in four states. More than 1,000 are dead. Gospel for Asia's KP Yohannan says it's unlike anything he's ever seen before.
300 or 400 villages completely submerged. You cannot see one thing except the tall trees sticking out through the water. Stories are told of people climbing on trees, find safety. Children are screaming and they are climb higher and higher to find safety.
He says 300 or 400 villages are completely submersed. People are clinging to trees for safety. 500 GFA missionaries hope to share the gospel as they help, but funding is needed for relief supplies. Next, Bible distribution faces the enduring challenge of how to get the scriptures from the press and into the hands of those who need it. Bible Pathway Ministries' Karen Hawkins says that's even more complicated by war, natural disasters, and expense.
41 countries are now closed to us as far as mailbags, and only airmail can go in. Most ministries, like us, cannot pay four times the cost to get a Bible to someone. But people carrying them in and having that personal touch, it's really great.
Hawkins says the Bible Pathway is available in 11 languages on the web. She stresses their commitment to biblical literacy overrides everything else. And around 180 Back to the Bible Correspondence Course students recently attended a special get-together in Sri Lanka. In spite of poor public transportation in the hill country where it was held, many traveled 3 or 4 hours to be there. The program consisted of worship, Bible teaching, Bible quiz, games, and gospel messages. As a result, 20 students came to Christ, 36 rededicated their lives to the Lord. Pray for the new believers' discipleship needs. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University. More information on these and other stories can be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.